I want you to be the one. Be the one to change the trajectory of your life. Be the one to change the trajectory of your family, and be the one to change the trajectory of your generation. You see, in every generation or every family tree, there's always this one person. There's always a man or a lady that changes the outcome for the whole next generation after them. And you have the power to become that person. You see, I was reading a statistics, and as people get older, their dreams get smaller and smaller and smaller. But what needs to happen is that you need to maintain that mindset. You need to maintain that level of persistence, perseverance, the courage, the strength. See, it takes courage. It takes courage to pursue things. It takes courage to pursue big goals. It takes courage to pursue and go against the grain. It takes courage to walk a path that nobody likes to walk. It takes courage to be different. But you have the power to do that. You might not see it yet, but you were born on this planet to do something great. As a matter of fact, you are already a winner. Once you are alive, once you are born, you are already a winner. Your odds of being born is 1 to a trillion. So by default, you already are a winner. So don't die as a loser. Don't die with your dreams in the grave. What you need to do is you need to stay relentless, stay focused. Commit to a vision. Commit to your goal. Perhaps change the environment that you are in. You see, you might not be in the right environment for you to succeed. They did a study where they got a baby shark and they put it in an aquarium. And the baby shark didn't grow as big compared to the one that was in the sea. And the reason why that happened is because of the shark was able to continuously expand, while the shark in the aquarium was limited to how big it can expand. So you might not be in the right area. You might not be in the right place. You might not be in the right environment for you to excel, for you to succeed, for you to become the best version of yourself. Do you want to be the one? Do you want to be the one to change your life, to change the family's life, to build the wealth, to have the best body, to have the freedom, the status, the power, the ability to experience, fully experience what life is all about? The path is not easy. But you just have to work if you're willing to sacrifice. See, logically, it's easy to understand what sacrifice is, what commitment is, but emotionally it's hard to apply for some people. emotionally, it's hard to do the things that is draining, that is uncomfortable. Sacrificing the weekends, sacrificing leisure time, sacrificing your hobbies, sacrificing partying, drinking. While other people are having fun, you're working, grinding, improving, getting better, learning, reading, enhancing your skills. That's what it takes. It compounds, it gets more and more and more. Your skills compounds. Your ability, your intensity, your energy, your focus, your discipline, it compounds. But you need to be able to put in the work. And if you're not ready to put in the work, then this might not be for you. You might not be the one. But once you accept the responsibility and now you commit emotionally to the process, then you will be the one. I guarantee. You're listening to me because you might find something valuable in what I say. And I do appreciate you listening to the words and to the knowledge and the experience that I pass down from the people that I've learned, mentors, successful people. And I'm passing that knowledge to you. And I hope, hopefully you apply these things. You don't even need to listen to another podcast. Just take massive amount of action. Apply concentrated action. It's going to get you far. It's going to get you to places that you've never seen. Places that you've never been. Places that you only see from a different class of people. You too can be a part of that class. You too can be great. You too can do something amazing. So what I need you to do is I need you to sit down, reevaluate your life. Are you committing to the process? Do you want to be the one? Are you giving it all? See, you can lie to other people, but you cannot lie to yourself. Be honest with yourself. If you say, you know what? I'm not giving it all. I'm not doing this. I'm doing too much of this. I'm slacking in this area. I have no accountability. You can lie to other people, but you can't lie to yourself. Because deep down, you look in the mirror. It's only you. Only you can get yourself out of the situation. And take that accountability, take that responsibility to get yourself out of the situation and change your life. Hopefully you found this particular podcast and episode very useful. And as I get more messages and as I see more and more people listening to my podcast, I see that there's value in what I say. So what I need you to do is I need you to share this episode to someone who you think that needs to hear this. It could be a family, it could be a friend, it could be a best friend, it could be a coworker, it could be someone who's really down right now. Because this might be what they're looking for. This might be the information that they need to hear or they need to listen to get them, to change them. With that being said, I want you to stay limitless because you were born limitless. You were born a winner too. So stay a winner. Don't let those dreams die. Stay strong. Stay great. And see you till next time. Peace.